also working on Mabel Hampton's book. All right, Mabel, do you remember about what year you started working in the theater?
Oh, I think about
19, give me the decade, if you can.
Well, around 1918, something like that.
1918, that would be before you went to Bedford Hills?
Yeah, before I went to Bedford Hills. And then when I come out, I started to all over again. And because I was in the theater at the time that Florence Mills died.
Well, talk about that day.
I hadn't been to Bedford then.
Talk about Florence Mills, Mabel.
Well, she was a very nice girl in the show. She got along. She helped everybody. And whatever you didn't know, she'd help you. And we was at the Lafayette. And they had a big, what was the name of the show? Shuffle Along. And they was getting girls for the Shuffle Along. But I couldn't be in that because I lived in Jersey City, and my foster mother didn't want me to stay over in New York. But I had a room over in New York because the girls would come to the room, and we'd have fun.
Did you see Shuffle Along?
Yes, I've seen some of it, not all of it.
Could you describe Florence Mills a little?
Florence Mills was a yes, she had a very short hair, and she was lighter than I was, and a little taller, and she was a very good-looking girl. She was light brown skin, and she tried to help all the other girls that she knew, dark ones, light ones, anybody, and she danced very nicely. A nice dancer.
Was she in the life, Mabel, do you think? Do you know?
Tell you the truth, I think everybody was in the life, but they kept it to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
See, because there was Ethel Waters, the two Ethels. They were sweethearts. And
who were the two Ethels? Ethel Waters and...
Ethel Waters and Ethel...
Well, we'll come back.
Oh, what is that woman's name?
I can't think either.
He'll come to
me. Okay, we'll come back.
We'll come back to it. And but I know the two Ethels used to fight like cats and dogs. You know, if somebody looked at another one, you turned around and said something to somebody else. Ethel that I knew well, she'd get out in the street and raise more hell with the other Ethel, see? Nobody paid them much attention, but they were sweethearts.
You used to tell me, in the show, there was a whole language for skin color in the girls. Do you remember that? Like a smoky, remember?
Yeah, there's D.C. D.C. was for dark cloud, and... what's the other one? There's two or three more. I say some of them sometimes home to myself. But, it's hard to remember.
About a blonde? Wasn't there one with a blonde in it? With the name... Okay, well, you don't remember them now. So.
Right now. You know, sometimes when you're talking, then it'll come to me something. I'll say it, you know. But I know the D.C. and S.J.
Oh, what was an S.J.?
S.J. was small. S.J. was Smokey Joe.
And what did that mean? You have to tell
us. Well, that means a brown-skinned woman, see. And D.C. was a dark cloud. That means a dark woman, black woman, see. And O.F. meant O'Fay. That was a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
And those other things that they had in there, they introduced it into the show that they had. That's how I remember so much of it.
See, which show? Is this Shuffling Along?
No, it wasn't Shuffling Along. It was just an ordinary show, dance show, and we did dance. Because one little woman, small, she was about, I imagine, she had a beautiful voice. I can't remember exactly her name, but she used to stand in the, what do you call that thing now? What do you call that thing? Up in the wing, mm-hmm. and sing. And she had a gorgeous voice. But she... whenever they had dancing and all like that, and they had quite a few people on the stage dancing.
What was the first show you remember you being in?
First show that I was in?
On the Lafayette.
I think it was Come Along, Manda. I think that was the first show. Come Along, there was dancing in that. And then I didn't stay too long. I went to, I went to the Garden of Joy, and there I stayed quite a little bit. I danced, and some more girls was with me. They sang and danced.
What year are we talking now, Mabel?
The year we're talking now is the year that Florence Mills passed away.
Oh, talk about that. Tell us about when Florence Mills died.
Well, I forget who introduced to send her to Europe, see? And they picked some of the girls to go with this show that went to Europe. And she was a very good dancer. And also, one of those other girls go, I don't know yet. I'll get it when I get home. But anyhow, they went to Europe, and she took sick there. I don't know, I can't remember what was wrong with her, but she took sick. And before she could say boo, she passed away. I'm trying to see, did they send her home? Been so long.
You think they did because you told a story about how. Tell the story about how Harlem responded.
Oh, I'm telling you, it was the worst thing. The girls couldn't do anything. I remember when we got the word that she was so sick, and they, and the producer, and the men, they were shocked, and they didn't know what to do. So anyhow, they brought her home back here. I'm trying to say whether she passed away here. I can't remember too much mm-hmm. of her. But I know that, I can see now when they had her funeral, and that Ethel Waters, the other Ethel, and quite a few other girls brought the casket out of the church, you know, and they were. The street was, there was so many people in the street, and the people was crying, the kids was crying, and everybody, because she was well thought of, you know. So I didn't bother with the theater after that so much.
Is that where they sang Buddy? Wasn't that a song they sang?
No, Buddy.
I thought they sang
Buddy,
that her
no,
funeral.
No, Buddy comes in with, you must find a picture I had with me, and some girls
Coney Island.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then I see the picture. I can
we
remember.
We have the picture,
quite,
right?
Quite. Okay. That Buddy comes in there. The Buddy comes in with Coney Island. That's where I sung.
It was Buddy. Earlier. That was earlier.
Yeah, it was early. And then I sung it in Coney Island. See, I danced and sung it there with the girls.
Mabel, how did the Depression affect you and your friends? Remember the Depression in the 20s, the end of the 20s?
It didn't affect me so much. I tell you, because I was working at taking care of children and cleaning house. And the money wasn't bad either. People have always paid me pretty good.
Right. But what did you see around you? The depression was
I tell you, I see more the depression when the Second World War. That was no good because people was getting, what was that they were getting? My friends had it, some of them died with it.
A disease, you mean?
Yeah, it was, was it flu? No, it wasn't the flu. What was that? Oh, yes, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, we'll come back to what I'm
we'll
thinking of, though, is the economic situation of that time.
Oh, the food. Well, I stayed in on jobs that I was there.
Did the rest of your friends suffer, or was that only affecting the white
It affects some of them, because quite a few of people, I lived in Jersey City. I stayed with Miss White in Jersey.
In 1929?
Cedar Street. Yeah. She had moved there. And then I stayed with her, and then I'd go to work and come back and like that, see. So naturally, it didn't bother me much.
So the depression wasn't a big deal in your life?
No, it wasn't a big deal with me, because I had clothes, and I had clothes, and I went wherever I wanted to go. It was funny, I always got along so, just like I am now, see? It never bothered me, and I went to theaters, I went to this place, that place, the other, shows, and I just had being by myself, I had a lovely time. See, in fact, I'm just as lucky then as I am now.
Why are you lucky now, Mabel?
Well, because I got people that looks after me and give me advice and teach me different things, you know. I'm really a lucky and fortunate woman. See, there are people who loves me, both white and colored. There was Miss Parker. There was Mrs. I'll have to get all the names together. But the places I worked, people I worked for, I didn't go there and stay one day or 2 days. I'd go there and stay a couple of years. See, and then while I'm doing that, I'd run around and do something else, maybe go to a theater or something like that, or dance or something like that. See, I was always a very lucky woman. See, that's why I guess I lived so long. Yeah. And
do you remember any historical events from the 20s? Anything outside of, you know, that you knew what was going on around in the world around you that you remember that made an impact on you?
Well,
the depression at the end?
I can remember that. But it didn't bother me in the least.
Did you think about politics at all, Mabel? Were you concerned with, who was president? And
Well, I tell you, when I was 18, I jumped up and everybody was voting. So I went and voted, too. And when Miss White told me, they'll put you in jail. You're not supposed to vote till you're 21. I didn't care. I'd voted then. So you see.
Do you remember who you voted for?
Yeah, let's see. Who did I vote for? No, I don't remember exactly. But I know I started liking Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, you like Roosevelt?
Oh, I love
him. Tell why.
Well, I tell you why I like Roosevelt. He was he was a very nice president. And I heard that when I began to take notice of him was when he ran, I think, for the second or third time. And he was going to bring back whiskey. So, and everybody was voting for him then, see. And then, of course, I fought it right along with him, see. But he was a very nice man. Never forget him.
What made him so nice, Mabel? Why do you remember?
I don't know. Just something about him and his wife that I liked. I just liked the people. And like all the people I worked for, I liked them. See, because I wouldn't work for nobody that I didn't like. Like a woman, or I went to an agency and for a job. And this woman, the woman says, how would you like to work for me? She says, how did she say now? I know the answer I give her. I says, I'll work for you, but who was it now? Wait, let me get this straight. And who it was? I think it was Miss Parker, because she had two children. And I told her that I would stay with her 1 month. And if I didn't like her, I wouldn't stay any longer. See? So, because they was putting you, they was telling the girls, well, I'll give you a trial. No, a trial, 1 month. And I said, no, I didn't say 1 month, I said 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, why do you want to stay, that's right, why do you want to stay a week? I said, by then I'll know whether I like you or not, and I won't work for you no more. Just suppose I like you. I says, that's all right with me. She says, all right. And I stayed with her 3 years.
See? You were always very independent in your work,
yeah,
weren't
and
you?
Yeah, and always kept a room. Always kept a room. And even in teen, outside. Because the people are so funny. They would have you to work, and then they would tell you they didn't like you or something. So many of my friends suffered by it, but I didn't, see, because I was independent. I do my work, and that was all.
Were you ever worried that they find out you were a lesbian in those early years?
No, I didn't pay that no attention, because I liked the girls, so why would they? Well, I wouldn't work for them at all then.
So, and then when you met Lillian, everything changed, didn't
it? Oh, yeah, there you were. That was a change because, let me see, I had been working for, who did I work for then? I was working for, I forget this woman's name, but anyhow, she didn't want, I was living in New York, and I'd come from New York to every day to Jersey. And I had a girlfriend there, too. Had a girlfriend. And when I met Lillian.
In what year did you meet Lillian?
1932.
Mm-hmm.
In October. And I was living in... that's why I met Lillian, because I went to look for another job so that I could stay in New York. And I had a three-room in the basement, 122nd Street. I had three rooms, the bedroom, living room, and kitchen.
And how old were you then, Mabel?
Mm-hmm.
1932.
Mm-hmm.
You were born in, so you were around 30.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was an old woman.
You was an old woman?
I was an old woman. Well, I got along nicely, though. Then I had my friends down
can
below.
You remember some of your friends?
Wait a minute, I remember who I was working for. I was doing day's work up in, you know how I can remember that? Because this man, his wife, I got the job cleaning the house. And she took sick 1 week after I got there. And the next week she was dead. She must have had cancer or something. She was very nice woman, and talking about he was so nice, and he wanted to, he was going to break up the house, and he gave me a lot of stuff. I remember that. I brought it home.
This is before Lillian, right before Lillian? Or
a couple of weeks before Lillian, before she's come to live with me.
Do you remember some of the names of your women friends at that time, Mabel? Who used to visit you in your room?
Oh, yeah, I remember there was Viola, Viola Belfield, and Lillian Carnegie, and Ruth, Ruth's last name, and then the other girl I was going with was, what was her name?
It's okay. Were they all in the life?
Yeah.
What did they look like? Just can you describe what they wore and stuff?
Oh, well, they wore dresses and things like that.
Did they wear pants? Did any of them wear pants?
No, very few of my women's friends wore pants. They didn't pay it any attention. And then I was in, go with Jersey City to fix them. They wear dresses.
Even the butchers wore dresses?
All the butchers, they wore pants and dresses and dresses and pants.
So they could wear, but they
wore anything. That's when you was going to your house to a party, you know. If you're going there to a party, well, naturally you would dress accordingly.
And what would that be?
That would be, sometime we'd take suitcase and carry slacks and wear a skirt and blouse, carry slacks and put them on.
Is that because you didn't want to be in the street in slacks?
Well, you don't ask for trouble, you know. See? And I never did ask for trouble. I almost got caught once, but
tell us that story.
Well, I was living in New York, and this woman, she was a married woman. I'd met her at a party. That's for Lillian's time. And she wanted me to come over to her house. And I was fool enough to go to her house, get undressed, and went to bed. And I heard the door, heard something funny. So I hunched her. Her husband's run down the road, see, and she had a private house. He was putting a key in the door downstairs. So when he come in, he was fool enough to call her. When he called her, I sprang out of the bed. I ain't had nothing on but my birthday clothes. So I got under the bed. Being small, it was easy. And he come upstairs, and she said she didn't feel so well. She was sick, you know, headache. And would he go and get something from the drugstore? He said, okay. Yeah. And I imagine he looked all around. She said, what are you doing home? He said, I thought that maybe I may have got mixed up with the time I have off. She said, are you sure? Or did you think I had somebody here? He said, no, not exactly. So he went on out, went on down. I got up and got my clothes on, were gone. I never went back to her house again.
So you had that in mind, so you would be very careful on the streets, right?
Yes,
and wouldn't wear your slacks.
Yes. No.
Did you know any women who did wear slacks in the streets?
Yes, then the show... The show women, lots of them wore slacks, and
did they get into trouble ever?
No,
did people ever
I don't know. I didn't hang out with just a certain amount of people I hung out with. See, and then I took my time.
We have a photograph of you from that time period. I think maybe I'll show it to you. Where you're wearing slacks and a sweater. And your hands are in your sweater pocket?
Yeah.
So you did wear pants sometimes?
Oh, yeah, I wore pants occasionally, sure. And when I moved up in the Bronx, I didn't wear nothing but slacks. See, that was later years.
And Lillian wore dresses.
And she wore, yeah, she never. She was like sometime very seldom. She looked very good. I mean, because she was small. But I wore them most of the time. I mean, going to parties, I'd have some the slacks made and like that.
And what would you wear on top? What would be your outfit?
Oh, blouse. Oh, shirt. A little tie. A little. I don't regret my being a lesbian because I had a lovely time. Everybody liked me. There was what's her name? What was her name? She and I had more fun. What was her name?
Jane Butler? Mary Jane Butler?
No, this was another. This was, what was her name? Oh, boy, she's an actress, okay. Too, you know. I'll get the names in a minute. But she wore nothing but pants all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She wore, oh, my God, what was her name? So she had a girl that she used to, that she went with and from Philadelphia. And they're another one would fight up a breeze.
Do you remember Gladys Bentley from that time?
That's who I'm talking about. That's who I'm
You knew Gladys
about.
Bentley?
Oh, sure.
Talk about her, Mabel.
She had a girl from the Gladys. That was a little bit before I met Lillian.
So around 1929, you think?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she had this girl, I forget where, I think she lived in the 136, somewhere there. But anyhow, this girl was a light brown-skinned girl, and she was from Philadelphia. And she used to go backwards and forwards. But they were very nice. They were nice to me. Everybody was nice to me. I mind my business. Then there was a Harriet... forget her name. She was a white girl and her husband, and they would while they was at the Lafayette, I became friends with them, and they would take me to their home in the evening if I wanted to go and give me supper. Then they would lay down. The first time I seen anybody smoke what do you call it?
Hot?
Yeah,
marijuana?
I guess it was,
reefer?
Yeah, it was. They would lay down on the couch, and I would sit over in another chair, and my feet hooked up and read while they were smoking. But they never give me any.
Mm-hmm.
The only one woman that tried that. See,
Mabel, in those years, did you ever feel oppressed? You know what I mean by the word oppressed? Did you ever feel people were cruel to you because you were black and because you were a lesbian? Did you ever feel prejudice?
No, I never did. With the lesbian part, no. Uh-uh. Because they treated me so nice until I couldn't think of people being cruel.
And what about being black? Did you feel people were cruel to you sometimes or unkind?
Tell you, Joni, I didn't go in that type of people. I didn't go around those type of people. I could sense anything that I didn't like, even if I went to church and they act any funny, I wouldn't go no more. I'd do the same thing now. See? So that's why I guess everybody, I always holler that the dead takes care of me and the living. Oh, I holler's that, which I believe it's so. See? So.
What are some of your other phrases? You have tell us some. Dead takes care of me. And some of your favorite sayings.
Well, now, if someone does something to me, I tell them, I say, that's okay. My friends will take care of me. The dead takes care of me and also the living, so you can't do a thing to me.
Tell me some others, like a whorehouse in distress.
And that's just a saying.
Yeah, tell
me
some sayings that you have.
That's just a saying I have. Let me see. Well, let's say that to somebody else. They said, what do you say? I said, act like a whorehouse in distress. I got that from a woman who who is another one I have too. What was that? We lived on, Lillian and I lived on Lenox Avenue, and this woman, she kept fast house, you know, with prostitutes and things. And she used to come up there and with the girl downstairs, and that's what she used, a whole house in distress.
How would she use it? What would she say?
Well, I tell you, she said them bitches over there, they tear up the things and look like a whole house in distress, and I never forgot.
And it was a whole house in distress.
Was
she in the life, this woman?
Well, all those girls were practically in the life. See, don't care. Even now, the same thing. See.
Tell me some other sayings that you like. I know some, but you remember
something.
What about the prayer books? Here's the one about the prayer
books.
Go on.
Oh, I forget how I bring it in, but anyhow, your mouth ain't a prayer book if it do open like a Bible. I had a whole lot.
What about the one from Genesis to Revelation?
Oh, say that. Yeah, that one comes in when somebody's I said it to Chris, and Chris said, "What'd you say?" I said,
"Say it.
Your mouth isn't a prayer book, do them like by." I'll see from Genesis, you're talking from Genesis to Revelation.
What does it mean, Mabel, when you say that?
And something tells me it means you're lying. It's according to what I'm talking on, I bring it right on out.
Yes. So what are some other ones you've done?
Remember them all. Sometimes I must start trying to write down some things that I say.
Oh, there's one you say all the time. I can't think of it.
I guess it is something I say all the time. Because all of a sudden I bring it out.
No, I can't remember.
I'm talking to Chris and I go and say something. She said, "What'd you say?" I said, "You heard me."
Do you know, by the way, that Eleanor Roosevelt was a lesbian, had lesbian affairs? Did you? That's just
Well, I heard
now.
That many, many years back. And I heard it when I went to, with the white girl I was going with would come over to Jersey to pick me up. It seemed like something. And she was talking, and she was saying, I didn't pay much attention to her. She come over to Jersey and picked me up, carried me to Lita Walker's house. And that's how I heard a lot of things, you know.
And you heard then that Eleanor Roosevelt was a lesbian.
That she was in the life, she was gay. They didn't say that, but...
They said in the life.
Yes, in life.
You've seen language change a lot. In other words, in the old days, you never used the word gay, right?
No.
Can you trace, like, the first expression you heard was in the life? Was that the first expression you heard for gay people? Back.
No, that wasn't the way I heard it. The way I heard it was women lovers. And women lovers and bulldikers and women lovers. Rebel.
Okay, Mabel. Okay. Now, we were talking about the names that people called each other. So you said you heard first women lovers.
Yeah, and bulldikers, and let's see, what was the other name? What did the men call the women? They had a name too. They didn't call them lesbians. They call them bulldikers.
Muff divers? Did you hear?
No, it was bulldikers. That's what the men call, and.
And then,
but I just knew them as lady lovers and like that, and the men, the gay men, they would call them, I forget what, Penny and them called them, I had someone call them. I got to get some of them names together.
But let's go through time. So that's what you first remember.
Mm-hmm.
Then what did you and Lillian call yourselves, or what did your friends call you?
We were sweethearts. See?
But were you using the word lesbian then?
Sometimes, very, very seldom. See, because I have a girl that lived next door to me. She and I was great friends. And she was called them lady lovers and bulldoggers and want you to. But I never knew nothing about all this stuff until here lately. In the past 12 months, I've discovered so much that I didn't know.
In the past 12 months?
That's right.
What, like what?
With Chris. No, I never know. Mm-mm. I've learned so much until I don't know what to do with myself.
Of what kinds of things?
Well, I tell you, she told me a lot of things, Chris did, see? And
that you didn't know?
No, I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know. I knew it was happening, but I didn't know what it meant until I messed up with Chris.
Like what kinds of things, maybe?
Well, Chris says to me that if you... I knew people would go with the people, they'd go down on them, but that's all I knew. See?
You never did that?
And I did once with Lillian, and she got high. And she said something to me a little later, a couple of weeks later. I never went down on her no more.
What? When was
this? I was scared.
When was
this? Afraid she'd tell it.
And you would be ashamed of it?
Yeah, oh, certainly.
Don't pull on the wire.
Yeah.
Why?
I wanted to, but I wouldn't trust her, you see. I particularly not trusting people.
I know. But why did you think it was something shameful?
Well, because... I don't know. I heard people talk about it and how shameful it was.
Other lesbians?
Yeah. I didn't want them to know that I'd done it, and if they knew it, that was their business.
In what year are we talking, Mabel?
Well, we're talking now in the year 1943 when I moved into the Bronx.
So up till that time, you never went down on a woman?
No, no,
how
no.
did you make love?
We went together.
You mean by rubbing?
Yeah, different things like that, but I never went with otherwise. See, and because the woman that other women I went to, they would undress and they would get on top of you and put the your leg between them, mm-hmm. like
mm-hmm.
that,
rub, yes.
you know, yeah.
How did you like to make love, Mabel?
When
you...
It was all right with me.
How did you like it, though? Did you like to get on top?
Yep. I did not turn around. She'd do it to me. I'd go to where and get another girl and do it to her. See? I got a kick out of it, see? Viola and them in Jersey City. See?
Did you like sex, Mabel?
I wasn't so particular about it.
Hmm.
I was very, I have to admit, I'm a peculiar person. It's okay.
But I
feel more about it now than
yes,
I did then.
Because I've heard you say things like you say now, that you feel real passion.
Yeah, and then I didn't do it, then it wasn't like that before.
Why do you think now?
I guess the Chris, she's an experienced woman. See, I didn't bother with experienced women. See, and she'd sit down and talk to me. See, that's why I like her. She's told me everything. See.
Hmm. So you can always learn something, huh?
Oh, you'll learn too damn much if you ask me. See, she's been with so many women.
How many women have you been with, Mabel? You figure?
Oh, I guess I played around with about a dozen or so. See? And I got along all right, but I always stayed to myself mostly. But I liked them, though. Liked them very much.
Women?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I have it down.
Yeah.
Mabel, what are some of the most exciting things you've been doing these last 5-6 years? You've been doing so many new things.
Well, I tell you, I haven't done hardly anything until I met Chris.
I don't mean sexually. I mean, like, with the movement. You know, going... I don't mean sexually, but I mean going to all the gay places you go to now, all the conferences, the whole...
Oh, boy. I went down... to go downtown.
What's got a tissue over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one over here. I go downtown.
Wait, we can't hear you, Mabel. Mabel, we can't hear you. Here, if you talk from over there, we can't hear.
Okay. I'll get a tissue. So, because a lot of times women wanted to take me out. And I'd form some excuse to keep from going.
Why, Mabel?
Well, I just didn't want to. I'm scared if I go out with somebody. Most everybody that took me out had somebody. And people are so, especially colored people, they want to say you are taking their friend away from them.
You know? Probably all people do that, huh?
Yeah. The death on that. And I've sensed that the minute I get in their company. And I close up just like that. See, I know them. See, you don't know them. And colored people is nasty like that. They are very nasty. See, where did I go? And somebody said to me, my friend likes you. I looked around and said, so what? I shouldn't have said it. Why I shouldn't have said it? Because from then on, that person watches me. See? Lillian used to have the same idea that everybody I looked at, I wanted them.
And you didn't?
No, I didn't want nobody. I didn't have no feeling for nobody. I was very seldom I kissed anyone. See? But some people have a sense of you're taking what they have, and half the time you don't want it. See? So that's why I took my sign. Never was hit or nothing like that about some woman, because I didn't bother with them. But the other person don't think that. The other person think the minute I look at them. Mm-hmm. That's one reason why I started wearing dark glasses. That's why I wore them.
Why? Tell
that's
more.
That's right.
So...
Because every time you, even men, I've looked at men, and I sense that they want me. See? And that made me mad. So when I start wearing glasses, you don't know whether I'm looking at you or not.
So as a protection, you wear
glasses.
That's
right. I've always tried in every way to protect me. See? And women watches you like a hawk watching a chicken. There's another word.
Yes.
See, I'll bring it out a little bit by degree. See? Because they figure that you want their woman.
Mabel, did you ever use what we call a dildo in making love?
A what?
It's called a dildo. That's what we use now. It looks like a penis. I'll show it to you.
No. I know what you mean. Yeah. I've seen them. I went to parties and seen them.
But back when? Huh? When did you go to parties? What year?
Oh, I guess that was about 4 years ago.
That was your first time you saw it?
Yeah.
You never saw it in the old days?
No, I never saw it in the old days, no. Never seen nothing like that. I've read it in books, seen it in books, but not
people
ordinary.
Did women talk about sex?
Not too much. Yeah. Not too much, see. I guess they were scared or they were timid or something, but they didn't do it.
Do you like now, you like reading?
Me?
Lesbian sex things, don't you?
I mean, reading the sexy books? Oh, I read them years and years
ago. No, the new one, the new lesbian, like those magazines. Maybe you haven't seen
them.
Yeah,
they're all right. I like them.
Mm-hmm. And you like looking at the pictures of women?
Yeah, and the pictures that I'm imagined years back. I guess that's why I got could read. So every time you look, I was picking up something to read. You see, could I find something? You know.
What were you looking for?
I don't know what I was looking for. I wouldn't know it myself.
Were you looking for clues?
Well, no. What I wanted out of life was just with a woman and stay with a woman, and like that. See, I wish I had met Chris. But it's too late now. See. Because Betty's going to beat the hell out of Chris. She ain't going to touch me, but she's going to beat the hell out of Chris.
I don't think she's going to beat
him. You don't think she's touched, would you? She loves Chris. See? She loves him. Well, she's been through enough with her. You know, Chris been through enough with her. But I don't care.
You love Chris, too.
Yeah, I love Chris, too. Chris, and she makes me mad.
Everybody makes you mad sometimes, Mabel.
Damn tootin'. You ain't whistling Dixie.
That's another one.
Another one, yeah.
Should we stop for now?